Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm your host, Blair Boone Magura. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, you'll hear a telephone interview with French song expert Thomas Grubb to celebrate his birthday, as well as those of his mentor, baritone Martin Pierre Bernac, and the composer always associated with him, Francis Poulenc. Join me now for the first hour of this two-part series as we explore the life and music of one of France's most renowned collaborative partners, Pierre Bernac and Francis Poulenc, with insight and perspective from Thomas Grubb. Before we delve into the first part of my chat with Thomas Grubb, let's begin by listening to one of my personal favorites, with its Chopinesque prelude, C'est ainsi que tu es, This is the Way You Are, by Francis Poulenc, with Poulenc at the piano and Bernac interpreting. I began my chat with Thomas Grubb inquiring first how he came to work with Pierre Bernac.
Okay, I found out that I had to teach French diction at the Manhattan School of Music, that I was asked to teach French diction by Daniel Farrow, the voice teacher and the head of the department, and I had no idea how to do it. I knew how to speak French, but I'd never done that, except that I was helping a lot of the singers at the school, and he seemed to know about that. So he said, I want you to teach French diction, and I want you to use the IPA. I had no idea what that was. I panicked. I said, what am I going to do? So I thought, well, the best person in the world to go to is Pierre Bernac. I didn't know him, but I knew how to get in contact with him. So I wrote him a letter, and lo and behold, in almost less than a week. And then, of course, at that time, you didn't, you know, email people. This is April 1970.
Right. Oh, that's wonderful.
So that was the first time I worked with him, and it was an unbelievable experience because it was every day except for Sunday when we had class, and I had to get up early in the morning, have my breakfast with him because he wanted me to have a good breakfast. And then I coached all morning long for the class that afternoon, which was held from, as I remember, 2 until 5 o'clock.
Wow.
Which, when
long
you
day.
Realize it was every day, and then Saturday he coached privately, and I played those coachings and for 6 weeks. And then we had a recital towards the end, which was very scary. It was a full of hard, difficult repertoire that I had just learned with the singers. And that began our collaboration. That was 1970.
And the rest was history.
We actually organized together a series of classes, mostly here in the U.S. We had a class at Manhattan School of Music. We had classes in Connecticut. I did a class with him in Canada at the Orford Arts Center, just over the border from Vermont, in the summer of 72. That's when Gérard Souzet and Dalton Baldwin came to give a recital there. And that night, as we went back to the dormitory, Dalton turned to me and he said, "If there's a fire in the dormitory tonight, that's the end of French song."
Let's return to the beautiful musical collaboration of Pierre Bernac and Francis Poulenc with Après un rêve by Gabriel Fauré and Beau Soir by Claude Debussy.
Thank you.
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, and a special January birthday tribute to Thomas Grubb, Pierre Bernac, and Francis Poulenc. In 1977, Bernac describes in an interview with pianist Graham Johnson how he met and began working with Poulenc, as well as his time with French composer André Caplet.
Bernac is not a person who enjoys talking about himself. Now in his late 70s, he is a quiet man of aristocratic bearing. His manner can seem detached, even reserved, but underneath the Gallic diffidence, there still burns an intensity and passionate commitment, an energy which belies his fragile health of recent years.
I must tell you that I didn't start immediately my career. I first sang as an amateur, but with always behind my head the idea of becoming a professional one day or the other. And once I was singing, I don't know, I was perhaps 22 or 3, I was singing as an amateur in a little concert society. I was singing works of a very good friend of mine who was Roland Manuel, who was a great musicologist but also a fine composer. After the concert, I saw, coming backstage to congratulate me, a man and a woman. And the man told me, you are singing 4 of my songs next week in the concert. But who are you? He was André Caplet. Ah, of course, you are much too young to realize who was André Caplet. But he was a close friend to Debussy. In fact, he was even his collaborator in writing his last works, The Martyr de Saint-Sébastien. He was a marvelous musician. I've never met in my long, long life such a wonderful musician. And the woman who was with him backstage after this concert was Claire Croisac. She was a very great artist. She was not a very great singer, but I always appreciate her stage presence, which was absolutely amazing. She was so impressive, it's extraordinary. Anyhow, Caplet, after this first meeting, had an enormous influence on me because I started working with him, and that was an unforgettable experience for me. Unfortunately, he died much too young. I think he died in 23 or 4. So I had the opportunity to work with him because he wanted me to sing his songs, and I even worked on the part of Pelléas with him. He was absolutely marvelous.
Would you have had a duo with him, possibly?
Well, he was supposed to play for me my first professional recital, and unfortunately he died. One day the telephone rang, and I heard a very nasal voice saying, "I'm Francis Poulenc." And he asked me to sing the first performance of his song cycle called Chanson Gaillarde. It was in a concert devoted to his music and Auric's music, Georges Auric. And that concert was an extraordinary success. I wonder why, but it was a great success. Of course, after that day, for quite a few years, we only met in musical circles, but we never collaborated again. It is only in, I think, in 1934 that we really met again seriously. I was singing Debussy songs in a private house, a beautiful house in Paris, which belonged to the sister of the French playwright Edmond Rostand. And after the concert, Poulenc came to me and asked me, "But I would like to play for you very, very much." Well, with great pleasure. But now I am leaving for Salzburg because I was going to spend the summer with my dear old teacher, Reinhold von Warlich. So I told him, "Well, we shall speak of that in the fall." But funnily enough, Poulenc was sent by the paper Le Figaro to review the Salzburg Festival. And when I was there, there was a crazy American woman, extremely wealthy, who has rented a beautiful house giving on the Mirabel Garden, which is the central park of Salzburg. And that woman had the idea of giving a whole evening devoted to Debussy's music during the festival. It started in the Mozarteum with an orchestral concert, and the conductor was Herbert von Karajan. And after that, the public went out in the Mirabel Garden. It was not raining by extraordinary, because it rains always in Salzburg. So, and in the outside theater, they were dancing L'après-midi d'un faune. And after that, the public climbed a wooden staircase that the American lady had built over the high wall between her garden and the Mirabel Garden. And there, under a linden bough and a tree, was a piano. And it is there that we gave, around midnight, our first concert with Poulenc, all Debussy. And it went so well that we decided to form a duet for the interpretation of the vocal repertoire. Lieder, Italian songs, even English songs. We sang a lot of Elizabethan music, down in person and so on. And that was the first concert of a long, long series, because we have been giving concert during 25 years with Francis.
We continue now with more of Thomas Grubb's favorite selections of Bernac and Poulenc. We begin with excerpts Hôtel and Sanglot from Poulenc's song cycle Banalité, followed by Avant le cinéma from Poulenc's Quatre poèmes de Guillaume Apollinaire, and finally Tu vois le feu du soir. In his Diary of My Songs, Poulenc says of Tu vois le feu du soir, "No one will ever sing this song like Pierre Bernac. It is for this reason that I have dedicated it to him. I wonder if among my desert island discs, this might not be the song of mine I would choose to take with me."
Ma chambre a la forme d'une cage, le soleil passe son bras par
respire, qui vinrent de très loin. On s'en ira au cinéma. Les artistes que sont-ce donc? Ce ne sont plus ceux qui cultivent les beaux-arts. Ce ne sont pas ceux qui s'occupent de l'art, art poétique ou bien musique. Les artistes, ce sont les acteurs et les actrices. Si nous étions des artistes, nous ne dirions pas le cinéma. Nous dirions le ciné. Mais si nous étions de vieux professeurs de province, nous ne dirions ni ciné, ni cinéma, mais cinéma de grave. Oh, si, mon Dieu, faut-il avoir du
Pause now for a musical sin. I asked Thomas Grubb if he had a particular favorite instrumental or solo piano piece by Poulenc.
Well, I'm learning the Mélancolie of Poulenc.
Ooh, beautiful, Mélancolie of Poulenc.
And I really love the piece. I didn't know it at all, and I'm learning it, and it's just delicious to play.
Let's listen now to the beautifully nostalgic piano piece Mélancolie by Francis Poulenc, composed in 1940. It will be performed here by pianist Pascal Roger.
Thank you.
You're listening to a special Singing in Other Sins, celebrating the January birthdays of pianist Thomas Grubb, French baritone Pierre Bernac, and French composer Francis Poulenc. I was curious about Pierre Bernac's unusual voice, so I asked Thomas Grubb about his mentor. Can you talk a little bit about Pierre Bernac's unusual but beautiful voice type, the Fach, the baritone Martin?
Baritone, the term baritone is actually a French invention. It was a low male voice, lower male voice, just lower than, much lower than a tenor. Then this singer named Jean Blaise Martin, whose dates are 1768 to 1837, who sang a lot of Mozart and Gluck, and was actually a kind of baritenor. The baritone roles in Mozart are kind of light. You know, you think of Papageno or something like that.
Correct, yes.
That began this idea of his name was Martin, and the expression became, the expression baritone Martin came to mean a baritone with a tenor-like top. He was a tenor with a lower tessitura or a baritone with a tenor top. You can take your pick. And the range, the working range, went from C below middle C up to A above middle C. But this is the catch. You had to sing both piano and forte in both extremes of the registers. So you could sing real full low C and real light high A, or vice versa. And it became the name for the leader singer, if you will, Bernac Suzé Fischer Dieskau. Bernac was very realistic and very modest and above all realistic about his ability, which he always underplayed. And I just remember those tapes that you sent me, which are so revealing of his many sides, not just French. He sang Bach and all the leader and all this different repertoire with this amazingly pure voice. It was such a pure sound. He always said, je n'ai pas de voix, I don't have any voice. I just do the best I can, which, of course, is just completely modest.
Correct.
On his, but it was not insincere.
Yes.
It rang true. It wasn't false modesty. He always apologized before he demonstrated in class, and then he would sing the whole three Don Quixote songs with me.
In Bernac's 1977 interview with pianist Graham Johnson, Bernac also describes his voice and how he got started with singing.
When did you first start to sing?
Ah, that's a good question. It's very funny. You see, I don't think I had a good voice at all. I never had one. And I was not especially musical. But it's very funny. When I remember when I was about 16 or 17 years old, I was interested in the marriage of poetry and music. And that's how I was attracted by singing. And I always felt that it was possible to give more intensity to this integration of poetry and music. And that's exactly what brought me to music. It's very funny. I started taking singing lessons when I was 18 with a very reasonable, good teacher. She never spoiled my voice. And I was, of course, attracted by the melody and the lead because of this marvelous integration of poetry and music. But also I soon realized that I didn't have the voice to sing real opera. The only part I sang on the stage was Pelléas and Mélisande. I sang the role of Pelléas. That's my only stage experience. I soon realized that, and I devoted my activity to working on the song repertoire.
Let's listen now to Montparnasse. Poulenc was absolutely head over heels for the city of Paris. The city inspired him to write this song about this district in Paris on the left bank, where there is a large artist community, in stark contrast to Montmartre, where there were more intellectuals. The atmosphere is similar to what we found in Hôtel, and Poulenc says of this song, "It took me 4 years to write Montparnasse. I have no regrets, for the care I took over it makes it probably the best of my songs. We'll follow Montparnasse with Ravel's Don Quixote à Dulcinée, three songs, Chanson Romanesque, Chanson Épique, et Chanson à Boire. All of these will be performed by Bernac with Poulenc at the piano.
J'étoilerai le vent qui passe. si vous disiez que mon sang est plus à moi qu'à vous, madame, je blêmirais de sous le blâme. Et je mourrais vous bénissant. Oh, Dulcine.
La joie, la joie, la joie, la joie, la joie.
We end this first part of a two-part series celebrating the January birthdays of pianist Thomas Grubb, French interpreter Pierre Bernac, and French composer Francis Poulenc with a recording of Bernac's favorite song to sing.
Bernac said that that was his favorite cycle of songs, but I never would think to ask that, because when people ask me what my favorite songs are, I always say the ones I'm working on. But when I asked him, really, what do you like to sing, love to sing the most, he said, well, if I had to choose, I would say Debussy's Le Promenoir des Deux Amants, which I chose to be featured, sung by Bernac and played by Poulenc, the recording, but amplified in the hall at the Manhattan School of Music at his memorial concert a year after his death in 1980. So those three songs, they're low. They show Bernac's low voice, which is so rich.
Je tremble en voyant ton
I hope that you enjoyed this special birthday tribute to Francis Poulenc, Pierre Bernac, and Thomas Grubb. Here at Singing in Other Sins, we would like to extend a warm birthday wish to Thomas Grubb and thank him for lending his voice by recounting his personal experiences with Bernac. Join us again next week as we continue our musical exploration of Bernac, Poulenc, and other musical treats. Thomas Grubb was kind enough to recommend a reading list of material for those interested in French song. You can find the recommended reading list by going to our website at hawaiipublicradio.org/singinginothersins. Beginning February 18th, you will hear Singing in Other Sins on Saturdays at 5 p.m., after the opera and before the early muse. All of this will be on HPR2, your home for classical music. I'm your host and producer, Blair Boone-Magura. Aloha.